Despite being handed a lifetime ban from coaching athletes by Gymnastics Canada for maltreatment and abuse, the Cambridge Sports Hall of Fame won't be removing Elvira Saudi's 2009 induction plaque. Instead, the plaque has been amended to inform the public of the sanctions levied against her. According to Dave Menary, co-founder and communications director for the Hall of Fame, CSHF policies contain options for dealing with sanctions by national sports governing bodies, up to and including removal from the Hall of Fame. Following Gymnastics Canada's suspension of Elvira Saudi's involvement in gymnastics late last fall, and the recent dismissal of her appeal, the Cambridge Sports Hall of Fame, CSHF, has decided to amend a plaque, which is on permanent public display at our Cambridge Centre facility, commemorating Ms. Saudi's accomplishments, Menary said in an email on behalf of the Hall of Fame to Cambridge Today. After Gymnastics Canada's suspension, the CSHF board considered the removal of the plaque from the hall as one option, as our policy permits, but it was ultimately decided to amend her inductee plaque to reflect Gymnastics Canada's decision. The now 72-year-old Saudi was given a 10-year suspension from coaching, judging, officiating, content development, volunteering and membership on Gymnastics Canada's committees or boards for violations involving routinely weighing athletes and making negative comments about their weight in order to motivate them. It was determined that she tried to manipulate her athletes' energy levels, weight, eating and drinking habits by restricting their food and water intake and encouraging the use of supplements, at times as an alternative to food. Gymnastics Canada also concluded Saudi had trouble keeping her emotions in check, was known to instill fear and used her power of authority to threaten athletes' ambitions of the Olympics and medals, among other complaints. The investigative report found 16 different violations of 5 policies and 11 categories of maltreatment in a 13-year period. In total, the investigator identified over 100 violations of various policies, including under the Abuse, Maltreatment and Discrimination Policy, the Code of Ethics and Conduct Policy, and the Safe Sport Policy, and that those violations had a detrimental effect on the physical and mental health of the athlete complainants. When the 10-year ban is complete, Saudi will be allowed to return to training coaches, but only under strict conditions that involve having no direct contact with athletes. Saudi had appealed the decision, but it was denied by arbitrator Carol Roberts. Now, it's the Hall of Fame's hope that by leaving the plaque up, it can be used to initiate important conversation. In this case, our board decided to amend her plaque so that the sanctions and the conduct that brought them about can be publicly acknowledged and discussed and thus have some educational merit, CSHF Vice Chair Bob Howison said in a statement. Canada's Sports Hall of Fame has its own policies and procedures for dealing with such situations. The National Hall of Fame Selection Committee policies state an inductee can be considered for removal due to being convicted of a criminal offense or because of the conduct of the person, including official sanction, such as a fine or a reprimand, by an adjudicating body, professional association or other organization. Upon careful consideration and review, the committee is to advise the person in question that they're either remaining in the Hall of Fame in good standing or that they're being removed. Saudi is not a member of Canada's Sports Hall of Fame. It was felt that removing her plaque from the hall, which is the ultimate action we can take for the most egregious misconduct, would be a disservice to the community and to her complainants, Menary said. By keeping her story alive and in the public light, CHSF felt an amendment best serves all stakeholders. Saudi, a 2-time Olympic gold medalist for the Soviet Union and 2009 inductee into the International Gymnastics Hall of Fame, has coached local Olympians Yvonne Tusik, Crystal Gilmore and Madeline Gardiner, along with Victoria and Brooklyn Moores, the daughters of former Dynamo Gymnastics co-owners Chris Moores and Lisa Rutledge. Tusik, Gilmore, Gardiner and Victoria Moores are also members of the Cambridge Hall of Fame.